Bon je suis meilleur de sa paix en dénonce. Du trouble stack, it will cause. You are impact.
That's Mr. Impact. I like that. Mr. Impact. That's a Barbados. And Donald Moore from Barbados, he had impact. And I'm glad we were talking to Norman Otis Richmond about him and about all these great figures who part of the struggle to who didn't require missionary leadership. And as a matter of fact, discovered that if they, you better take the matter into your own hands, because you really can't count on the missionaries. The local populations of the world have always discovered that when the chips are down, the missionaries are gone, and you get to meet the army. This is Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. We are on SoundCloud, and we are on Facebook. I think on SoundCloud we are Taylor-Report. My guess is you can find us if you're looking for us. I know it's at Facebook is The Taylor Report. And with me is Phil Conlon. Phil Conlon has a great program each Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., Classical Underground. And pretty interesting day, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a couple of things in my mind. Ukrainian elections.
Mm-hmm.
And Puerto Rico, the governor is taking a powder.
Yeah. And there's going to be more trouble, yeah. Puerto Rico. This is far from. This is a miserable situation, really miserable. And it's nice that it gets raised in conjunction with, nice. It's appropriate in connection with Haiti because these are places that the U.S. regards as its literal. They call it a backyard. By the way, no one else is permitted to have a backyard. They're the only ones with a backyard. Russia can't have a backyard. China can't have a backyard. We have a backyard. And nobody fights harder for the American backyard than Chrystia Freeland and Justin Trudeau. They, whatever you say, that's fine with me. Crush the Haitians. And this Puerto Rican thing, the Americans, you know, that is American territory. And they can't vote for president. They don't have congressmen. It's a mess. And we all saw how Trump treated it, but that's not new. Everybody treats, the U.S. leaders treat it terribly, as they do, by the way, the District of Washington, D.C. You know, Washington, D.C. is not a state. Those people, they can't vote for president either.
Well, they can vote for president now, but that's only recent. But they have no voice in Congress.
They have no member in Congress.
And so I challenged an American one, said, can you name any other so-called Western democracy where a portion of your own citizens are denied representation in the parliament of the country?
And they're a colony.
There are no others. Washington, D.C. is unique in that regard in the so-called West.
You know? Yeah. Well, they did not get the full rights of citizenship, and it is outrageous. But of course, it's not a surprise either that is population is black, and so incidentally, the governor is stepping out. My understanding is he's a statehood man. He wants Puerto Rico. He wanted past tense Puerto Rico to be a state. There are others who there. Basically, it's a. It's divided. I've been to Puerto Rico. I was a guest of Juan Corretjer, one of the leading poets of Puerto Rico. He gave me a tour of Vieques, the island of controversy. And what I discovered is that everybody in Puerto Rico is a nationalist. There are the nationalists who want to be a state, and there are the nationalists who want to be independent, and there are the nationalists who want to keep it like it is. All of it based on not trusting Washington. And knowing that they will be exploited, taken advantage of. To speak of the crisis, the problem is that you don't have a political formation there that is prepared to take the country anywhere that I can see. Basically, he came down because he had a dirty shirt story. That is, he's flagrantly caught in an embarrassing situation where he and his friends were speaking in homophobic, racist, outrageous language to each other, as by the way, which is how they all in Washington talk, Mr. Pompeo, Mr. Trump, they all talk like that. It's simply we don't have the recordings, but then that's par for the course. But this one got out, and so he's done. Now, the woman who is supposed to step in, my understanding is that they don't really want her. There's somebody else they want. So they want her to make a vacancy so that they can get the same, you know, him without him. So we're talking about just an embarrassing situation in Puerto Rico. But now on Ukraine, I'm concerned or want to point out that there's a lot of misrepresentation of what happened in the recent election. The recent election, very, very telling. Mr. Zelensky was elected president. He beat Poroshenko he pounded him, would be another way to put it, and Ms. Tymoshenko and various other people. Zelensky is a comedian by trade, but he was a represented relief from the migraine headache, Mr. Poroshenko, the chocolate king who had been put in power by the United States. And it is a defeat for Chrystia Freeland and Justin Trudeau and Trump and Obama and the whole gang who imposed on the people of Ukraine a monstrosity, and all because of their fantasy that the people of Ukraine think like the Washington leaders. The people of Ukraine do not think that way. And it was actually beautiful to see. Now, the way the Toronto Star headlined their story, because one of the things that Mr. Zelensky inherited was a Congress made up of people who were basically right-wing or Poroshenko types, and they intended and still intend to stop Mr. Zelensky from moving away from the NATO-Euro line on Ukraine. So he called a congressional election, and he did very well with that election. So the way the Toronto Star reported it was to say the oligarchs were defeated in the election. That's not true. Actually, by the way, Mr. Zelensky has an oligarch who likes him. We won't go into that, but the oligarchs are still lurking around. It wasn't the oligarchs who got beat. It was the Maidan coup people who got beat. All those people who were standing on the platform and waving and had Victoria Nuland there passing out cookies and all embracing, and John McCain was there, and the Democratic leadership from
Biden
was there. Biden got a good piece of that. Yeah. Biden is still going to lunch on the money he made, him and his son Hunter. But so they did very well, I mean, personally. But The fact is that these guys did not make it in the congressional election. They didn't pass the threshold. For any of you who believed that Maidan represented, you know, the great democratic revolution and off we go to live with in Paris and New York, baloney, bull. What happened, all those people, Tymoshenko, Poroshenko, they got 8%, their parties, 8%. They made the threshold. But all the muscle guys who were fascists and reactionaries and with all those lightning bolt symbols, they couldn't make the cut. They didn't make 5%. So they were defeated, but Toronto Star doesn't want you to know that, because we have this fairy tale about how something democratic happened at Maidan. Maidan was a coup. The election shows the people, the broad population of Ukraine, doesn't want anything to do with this stuff. And whether they will succeed, we don't know. I would think it's very unlikely, because the U.S. and European Union are determined to hang on to Ukraine, and to make it a weapon against Russia. And that's why Chrystia Freeland committed herself to this whole exercise, and Victoria Nuland, all these people. But here's what we want to just repeat. The Toronto Star misled its readers when it said the oligarchs were defeated. That wasn't who got defeated. The Maidan coup people were defeated, wiped out, embarrassed, shown to be a bunch of fakes. The people of Ukraine are not fascists. People of Ukraine say, we want somebody like Zelensky who says, let's be reasonable about all this stuff, and let us elect somebody who is not in favor of war, but in favor of talks and a reasonable solution. So that's what we really want everybody to know. And you have to listen to the Tater Report and stations like CIUT to know all this, because you're going to get malarkey up to your eyeballs from the Globe and Mail, the Toronto Star. So this is Ben the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. Check us on SoundCloud and Facebook. And we want to thank Mick for the great work as a technician and Phil Conlon. And we'll see you next week.